Ah, Windows memories. The days I used Windows. I still have a specific recollection of a good Windows application. It was on Windows 98, and it was a sound editing application called Goldwave, I think. It was basic, simple, and it was cool to fiddle with sound. Now, I never found a sound editing app with that simplicity ever again. Up until now. Welcome to the 30th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those, well, neat little Mac apps that are out there. This week's app is Fission. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away one license for this application. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in your iTunes artwork window or on your iPod screen, and you can click it in your iTunes artwork window as well when there is, of course, something I have linked to. This episode is brought to you with support of iDropper at iDropper.com. Now, iDropper is this amazing tool that lets you create pre-configured FTP droplets, and you can send those to people, and all they have to do then is just take the stuff they want to send you, drop it on that droplet, and boom, everything is on the FTP server, and they didn't even have to install something or know a thing about FTP. Consider it the electronic self-addressed stamped envelope. I mean, it really is the fastest, most easiest way to receive files from your customers, clients, and colleagues. You just send them to it, and they automatically can use the thing. iDropper was so friendly to give us some coupon codes, so if you follow the link in the iTunes artwork window down there, click it, and you give the coupon code NLMAPE, then you will get a $10 discount off the current price. Now that's 39 minus 10 gives you $29 for this application. There is an enterprise version also. Check out the site to know what the extra options are there. And the coupon code for that one is just NLMA. And the discount that will give you is $45. So hit the link in the iTunes artwork window, visit the site, use the coupon codes, and I wish to thank the sponsor for this generous offer. It will last until, the coupon codes I mean, will last until January 31st. If you want to know all the features of this application, then you're in luck because I'll be reviewing it next week and you can count on me giving it a thorough, objective review. Okay, so this week's app, Fission, what is it? Well, it's this really easy, cool-looking audio editor that lets you trim, split, enhance audio in the blink of an eye. It even edits MP3 and AAC files in the native sound format, which means that it won't be re-encoding and thus you won't have quality loss. Now, it's created by Rogue Amoeba, and you know those guys, they are the same team behind Audio Hijack, another great application. So check it out at www.rogueamoeba.com or just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window. Now, why do I use this application? Well, I don't. Again. No, I use GarageBand because I need it for my recording and especially because of the enhanced stuff that I put in my audio feeds. But I will definitely give it a shot if I find a better way to do the chaptering outside of GarageBand, then I would really use this application for my editing and use something else for the chaptering. So if you know a very good chaptering tool, just let me know. Now, Fission also has a couple of great features that I just love, and I'll talk to you about them in a minute. Now, how does it work? Well, if you open up Fission, you get this really cool splash screen, and there you can start immediately by hitting three buttons. Open audio file, browse audio files, or read the manual. Don't read the manual, you don't really need it. It really is a very easy application. So, open audio file, that's logical. You just get a finder window where you have to choose an audio file. But the neat feature is the browse audio files. And if you hit this button, you will get this pop-down stuff. And there you can go and choose iTunes, Spotlight, or Audio Hijack Pro. So they have integrated their own program, of course, which records audio. So you can get the audio right out of Audio Hijack Pro. The other functions, iTunes and Spotlight are great too, especially Spotlight, because here you get this Spotlight window where you can enter a search string. It will show you all the audio files that match your search string, and you can start opening a file from there. Okay, so once you have chosen your audio file, it will open up in Fission, and the interface is truly amazing. It's the top notch of simple looking clean interfaces. Now, what can you see? You will have two times a bar with your audio in it, you know, the wave file of your audio. You will have a very small bar showing you the entire piece of audio. And underneath of that, you will get the larger version of that file, the zoomed in version of that specific file. And now you can go and play with the audio file. In the main toolbar, you will find all the tools you will ever need. First, there is this inspect button. And if you use this button to double click the audio, you will get an extra panel on the right side where you can enter clips, summary information, tags, lyrics, and artwork. And you can take the sliders of the audio file, either on the top on the little bar or on the bottom in the zoomed in version, and drag that, and you will hear the audio playing while you're dragging. I mean, how neat is this if you're looking for just that specific piece of audio where I'm saying something specific? I can just drag through it until I hear the things that I'm looking for, and I can stop there. I can drag through it really fast by using the top slider that goes throughout the whole file, or using the zoomed in version, and then I can tweak it on a much smaller scale, so to speak. You really do have to check out the double layered audio, so to speak, in the iTunes artwork window. On the left bottom side, you also have a zoom slider, which will automatically zoom that lower bar to a specific area, and you will see that represented in the both the two audio bars with a small colored layover, so to speak. Second tool in that menu bar is the select tool, and everything you do now applies to selecting stuff. So you can really select small pieces of audio, and you will again hear the audio playing while you're dragging those selection bars. You can tweak it afterwards also a bit. It really is very intuitive. And now that I have selected a piece of audio, I can go and do some actions. I can, for example, and the actions are done by these huge buttons in the top bar too. They are really easy to find, and they actually are very clear on telling you what they do. You have cut, which removes the selected part of the audio. You have the cut and split, that will remove the selected audio, and it will insert a split point at that specific place, and the audio will be split there, but you will have an automatic fade in and fade out at that specific split location. More about that in the preferences section. Let's continue with some other things that I can do with selected audio. I can crop it, meaning that it will remove all the non-selected audio, or I can put in a fade in over the selected audio, meaning that over the whole part that I have selected, the audio will fade in, or I have a fade out button and a normalize button. And this is probably the feature I like the most, and it's something I'm missing in GarageBand, and don't know if it's me or if it's actually something that's not in GarageBand, but I really miss that normalization function. Now, this whole review up until now was not normalized. Everything you will be hearing from now on will be normalized, and this normalization really makes the audio a lot better. I think you will hear it much better than normally. Can be that you will have to put the audio down a little bit, the volume, but I really dig this normalization. There are two more buttons in this menu bar, and that's the inspector button, which turns you back to the normal view, and the save audio button, which of course allows you to save the whole audio file. There is one button that is missing in the main menu bar, but you can add it by editing that menu bar, and that is the split at Playhead, but you can do that also with a very easy shortcut. And for all the tools I'm just talking about, there are shortcuts. There are shortcuts for the inspect or select modes or the split modes. There is a shortcut for smart split, for the set selection and stuff like that. So what do I do now? I just stroll through the audio, I cut the pieces out that I don't want, I do a normalization, and boom, my audio file is ready. This application isn't only very handy for podcasting, it's really cool if you have one large audio file that you want to cut into smaller pieces, for example. It just does a terrific job, and it really is very fast. Now, what can I change at the preference level of this application? Really handy, you can set the fade around cuts time. You know that I discussed that when you do a cut, that will automatically create a fade in or fade out. Well, here you can change the number of seconds that the fade in or fade out should take. You can choose through what output the audio should be played, whether it's the built-in output or something else. And you can do audio scrubbing. That's what I was talking about. When you drag that playhead, you will hear the audio while it's playing. Here you can switch that on or off, and at startup you can even choose whether or not the welcome panel should be shown and whether or not the software should check for a auto update. And that's it. I mean, how easy is it? You take a piece of audio file, you cut out all the excess, you do a normalization, you save it, and boom, your file is ready. That's it. The export options really are extensive. For instance, you can choose whether or not to export to 3G, AIFF, Windows Media, iPod, QuickTime Movie, XFIT, QuickTime Movie, AU, XFIT AVI, AVI, WAV, MPEG-4, and with each of those versions, you have a slew of settings. For example, the 3GPP options are 3GPP, 3GPP2, and you can change the data rate, the channels, output sample rate, encoding quality, frames per sample, etc., etc. It really is a lot. I understand only half of it there, but I think they tap into the QuickTime exporting options there, hence a lot of the options I get here. I do have a developer tip, however. One thing that kind of bugged me was that when you have a part of a song selected, you can't get out of that selection unless you use a shortcut, a deselect shortcut. Now, it's easy to learn that by heart. It's a command D, but I'm very used. You have this gray space between those two audio lines, those audio bars, and it would be really cool if I could just, when I have a selection selected and I click on the gray bar next to it, that it would disappear. I don't know. It's something I'm used to in a lot of applications, and I think it should work here also. That's one small developer tip that I have. A second developer tip is a bit the price. It's $26, and I know that the interface is great. I know it does everything it's supposed to do, but since it's this basic, I still think that's, well, quite a lot of money for an application like this. In my opinion, the sweet price would be about $20, but you can save some on your purchases by buying this together with Audio Hijack Pro, and I think that that's what the developers have in mind, and you can save $14 like that. But you can get it for free here at Neat Little Mac Apps. Yes, and all you have to do for that, well, it's very simple. You know that Dig lists podcasts now, which you can dig, and so they move up in the list. Well, I would really appreciate it if you would just head over to Dig. Use the link in the iTunes artwork window right now. It will take you to my specific page on Dig. And I'm currently on page 24, if you take the whole overview. But I have like more than 1,500 listeners, and if only a fraction of you would go over to Dig and dig this podcast, then I can easily end up in the top 5 pages. So just hit the link in the artwork window, dig the podcast, and I will see all the people that have dug my podcast, and I will let a randomizer go through them and select a winner. Oh, and make sure that in your dig profile you have this website defined where I can contact you. If you don't, just mail me, tell me what dig username you use to dig, and I will find you that way. I have some other really cool news. Listener Jeffrey Ransom sent me a neat little Mac Apps RSS widget. It really looked great. I sent him some neat little Mac Apps artwork so he could tweak it a bit more. And right now he's laying the last hand on that. And as soon as he's ready, you'll be able to download it. So keep an eye on the site and you'll find that RSS widget also there. Now I found out that he did it with Dash Code, and so I went and searched for that application. It's a beta application that Apple is giving to developers right now, and it really is easy to create a widget. You have all kinds of templates, and so I set out to create my own neat little Mac Apps episode widget. So that's something else than the RSS widget from Jeffrey. The NLMA episode widget will allow you to pick one specific episode out of the list of all the neat little Mac Apps episodes, and you'll be able to play just that episode right from the dashboard. It really looks cool. I tweaked it a bit so it looks like the whole neat little Mac Apps theme that I've got going on. So it's a bit different than the RSS widget. It's only for the audio, but you'll also be able to download the RSS widget really soon. So just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window. It will take you to the download page where you can get those widgets. Okay, that's it for this week. I really want to thank the sponsor, iDropper, for supporting this show. I couldn't do it with all the support of both the listeners and, of course, the sponsor. If you want to check out their software, go to iDropper.com. But I'll see if I can squeeze their application in, for example, next week, because it really is a cool application and I'm willing to shuffle the rest of the apps that I'm going to review up a little bit and take this one, because it really is a cool app and I really have some real life examples that are going on right now that I can use to explain this application. So it will be arriving really soon. Go check it out, iDropper.com. Well, if you feel like hopping in at the site, you can always do that at neatlittlemacapps.com. You are free to leave your comments there. You will find the show notes there as well. And you can, of course, always use the link in the iTunes artwork window to get there. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you want to send me your dig profile name so I can find out who you are when you have digged me and you can win that fishing license, you can send that to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Now, for the contest, it might be better if you use contest@neatlittlemacapps.com. Music for this podcast is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version. You can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. And if you have, for example, another piece of music that you think, hey, this would fit Neat Little Mac Apps intro, then you can always send that to me. I'm always happy to take a look at it because, well, I've been using it quite some time now. It's a new year, so perhaps it's time for a new intro tune. So that's it for this week. Keep loving those apps. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.